This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I have a dilemma. According to Dr. Mark Seeley, University of Minnesota professor emeritus and meteorologist, we can expect new normals in the last spring frost date for the upper Midwest. I'm not feeling it, but Seeley, a smart guy who I happen to know, says in the last 20 years, the last frost date has been April 20th. Since 1999, we've had only two last spring frosts in May. The rest have all been in April. The latest was May 9th, 2010, and the earliest was April 8th, 2006. He and other meteorologists are basing this off data collected between 1991 and 2020. But after the brutally cold winter we just survived, it seems a little iffy. And of course, we're still not out of the woods for snow. So my dilemma is, do I really think our last frost date could be April 20th for Zone 4? Data says so, but my seedlings are kinda iffy on it. Seeley says current weather records show just a 10% probability of 32 degrees as of May 10th. Although cool weather may still occur in late April and May, the chance of a frost is decreasing. Cool season vegetables like lettuce, carrots, cabbage, and kale grow well in cool temps, but the nights need to be consistently above 50 degrees to plant warm season veggies such as tomatoes, squash, peppers, eggplant, and beans. And the soil temperature should be at least 60. It's not that the plants will die. It's that they won't grow because they're wishing they had taken that extra layer of clothing with them. Or maybe that's just me. I'll have more on this unofficial, official new frost out date on GardenBite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.